Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. I feel I was going to continue right on in the teaching, but I just feel to pause a little bit. There may be some folks just joining us this week, and I'd like to give a brief recap. We've been talking about the seasons of the Lord. We've talked about seasons of need. I think we can all relate to that, of trial, testing, persecutions that we go through, and that Jesus is our comfort. He's our help because He's gone through every possible thing that we could experience, yet was without sin. And also, we talked firstly about times of refreshing, and I just would like to refer back to that and share the foundation scripture that's found in Acts, the 3rd chapter, verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And this scripture is very clear that those times of refreshing that are so wonderful. We have a season of experiencing the presence of the Lord, His joy. We enjoy His presence, and it's easy to pray. The Word is a joy to read. We seem to get revelation and understand. I trust we can relate to those seasons. We've experienced that in our lives, but I just sense there are many today, including myself. I'd like to just ask the Lord that we could have those times of refreshing. Now, it's important that we can experience that if we are willing to repent and be converted, that our sins may be blotted out. And while we are seeking after the perfection of Jesus, none of us can say we are without sin. And so I just wanted to take a little bit of time to get our priorities right, our relationship with the Lord. In Psalm 18 and 19, David said, He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because He delighted me. And then a beautiful passage in Exodus 19 and 4, the Lord is speaking to His people Israel. He said, I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. But beloved, sometimes, you know, we live life in the fast lane. Lives are so busy. There's so much in the way of responsibilities and things to do and distractions. Sometimes we our love for the Lord is not as bright and firm and as strong as it was at one point in time. And sin can separate us in our fellowship with the Lord. For example, in John 1 and 8, it says, 1 John 1:8, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. And you remember in the book of Nehemiah, even though Nehemiah was a godly man, he repented for the sins, not only his own sins, but the sins of the nation. That's something we need to be doing if we want to see revival in our nation. And what are the areas? I just want to mention a few because you might realize that this is something that the enemy's been working on you with. Anger, for example, at someone, or perhaps sometimes even anger at the Lord for allowing certain things to happen or not happen in your life, or something that occurred in the lives of your loved ones. And there could be hatred, dislike. Just when you think of a person, what's your immediate first response? You could have been hurt deeply. Have you really forgiven them? And are you able to think of them and pray for them? That doesn't make the hurt necessarily go away, but there's no anger and resentment. Perhaps envy could be an issue. It's like everyone else is getting blessed, and why aren't you? Impatience. Patience is a virtue, not impatience. Doubt, unbelief, disobedience, Perhaps God wants you to do something, has asked you to do something, and you haven't done it. There could be some benevolent thing he's wanting you to do, and you just haven't done it yet. And perhaps there's something in a financial way he's asked of you, and you've been withholding. Even in terms of the gifts of the Spirit, maybe he's given you gifts and you're not moving in them. And of course, a big one is idolatry. I shared in an earlier broadcast the Lord's rebuke to the Laodicean church. They had lost their first love for God, and he loved them. He says, those I love, I rebuke and chasten. And perhaps it's a lack of restraint of, you know, any of the carnal, of our carnal nature, no gentleness or temperance. And those carnal activities are found in Galatians 5, the fifth chapter. Perhaps pride is an issue, a haughty, arrogant spirit, or judgmental, not being really constructive. It's easy to judge and find the faults in others, but so often it's so easy, and it happens over time, little bit by little bit. Our hearts can be hardened because they've turned off the gentle wooing of the Holy Spirit. Now, we know from Scripture, David was a man after God's own heart. And let me read just a few familiar passages, I trust, from Psalm 51, verses 10 through 13. He prays, create in me a clean heart, O God, or renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. So let's just take a moment to pray. Father, you're present. You know every heart. You know my heart. You know the hearts of those who are listening. And Father, we want to have and experience your refreshing, which comes after times of repentance. So Father, we repent of any area that you may be quickening to us right now. Listeners, if there's anything the Lord is bringing up, we repent. Whatever it is, we're asking God for your forgiveness, for the precious blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us from all sin and all unrighteousness. And Father, create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit. Let the joy of your salvation be restored to us. Father, we repent of every ungodly thought or action or habit. And Father, we ask, as we commit and surrender ourselves to you anew and afresh, that times of refreshing will come. Lord, so many have been going through such a season of need. Lord, there's been so many battles and difficulties. But we're praying now, Lord, that you would come and bring times of refreshing, Lord, that we would be poor and needy in our spirits, and you would satisfy the hunger and the thirst of our spirits for more of you. We ask this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I just felt to revisit that important concept of times of refreshing, that we can begin to experience that. Lord, we just praise you. We are, as we have agreed in prayer, going to experience times of great blessing and refreshing because we are seeking you with a whole heart. All right, well, what are other seasons? We've talked about seasons of need, this times of refreshing, and on yesterday's broadcast, I just started to talk about seasons of fruitfulness or harvest or reaping. Peter promises us in 1 Peter 5, 6 through 7 that if we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he will exalt us in due time. Psalm 1, 2, and 3 says, regarding a righteous man, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth, listen to this, his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That does sound like times of refreshing, does it not? And you know, we should note in the natural, the tree doesn't bear fruit continually all year round. If properly cared for, we're speaking of this earthly realm. If it does bear fruit, if it's cared for properly, if it receives enough water, fertilizer, it will bear fruit at the proper time it's supposed to. Many times there's a period of pruning early on in the season to ensure a more abundant harvest in the time of harvest or the picking season. Jesus said, "My Father is the husbandman, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that he may bring forth more fruit." That's John, the 15th chapter, verses 1 and 2. So, beloved, you have a God-appointed harvest time. And if you will prepare yourself for it, you can be assured by the Word of God that you will bring forth your fruit in your season. And by bringing forth fruit, you will glorify the Father and demonstrate your discipleship. Because what did Jesus say in John 15 and 8? "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples." So there's that wonderful time of year in the natural, it's true, in the fall. Where I live, I mean, there's whole fields, the corn is being cut down or the alfalfa, and it's a season of harvest. And spiritually, it's a time of deep spiritual fulfillment in the Lord. We are promised that we'll eat the labor of our hands, we'll be happy and well, we'll see our families producing the fruit of God's blessings in their lives. We will if we continually fear the Lord and walk in His ways. Well, there's a psalm I'd like to share with you, 128, but we'll do that tomorrow. My time is gone. So anyway, let us look forward to after seasons of refreshing and the former rain and the latter rain, times of harvest that will delight our souls and bring glory to our Father. I thank you for joining me. And as always, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And just if you choose to email, I ask that you would share your mailing address so I could respond personally, although I will always pray and confirm receipt. I love you, and I thank you for your prayers. I do ask for them and for the vision and the direction of the ministry, and I so appreciate my partners and all that you do in Jesus' name. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.